Exelon Generation, the company that owns the Conowingo Dam near the mouth of the Susquehanna River, was forced to open its floodgates several times last summer after record-breaking rainfalls. Then after more rains in November, the gates had to be opened again. At that time, Exelon officials said the gates would remain open, quote, until further notice. WYPR's Tom Flynn takes a look at what that means for people downstream.
Well, Governor Larry Hogan has demanded that Exelon do more to trap pollution flowing through the dam's floodgates. Exelon spokeswoman Dina O'Brien says the company has faced daunting challenges this year.
We've been open about 10 times the normal amount in 2018 than we have in years past. It's just been basically some very strange weather patterns that we've been experiencing and seen in 2018.
And despite the criticism the company has received, she says Exelon has been working hard to remove the debris.
We are absolutely doing our part. In fact, we have cleared and removed nearly 4,000 tons of debris from the river this year alone, more than three times the amount that we do in normal years. We feel like placing the responsibility solely on Exelon is very unfair and doesn't allow the upstream states to bear any responsibility. And
Bay scientists have said that while it is possible to manage sediment behind the dam, it would be more effective to reduce the pollution at its sources in Pennsylvania and New York. In August, Governor Hogan criticized those states for not doing enough to reduce pollution and trash flowing into the bay. Beth McGee, director of science at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, says that the preferred solution is upriver.
We'd like to see money going upstream. One of our options that we favor is for Exelon to establish some sort of dedicated funding that could be used upstream in Pennsylvania, New York, or even in Maryland, to do things that would reduce the equivalent amount of nitrogen and phosphorus pollution that we need.
Meanwhile, waterfront communities and boaters up and down the bay are sharing in the effects. At Sandy Point State Park, the Department of Natural Resources reported spending $48,800 to clean up the debris that blanketed its beaches last August. Farther down the bay, Jamie Gonsalves, president of the Bay Ridge Association, said his community was similarly devastated.
So we had massive logs and trash just everywhere. So we have about a mile of beaches and in this large lake here, and we had debris everywhere. We're still cleaning up. Our actual direct cost was about $20,000 that we had to pay out of our budget.
The shores are one thing, and the waters of the bay are another. Glenn Schaefer, manager of the Anchorage Marina in Baltimore, says the debris has cut into his business.
We are a destination marina up here in Baltimore. People come up the Chesapeake Bay and expect to stay and visit the city. But this year, due to the effects of the debris fields floating in the river and in the bay, and warnings from the Coast Guard about the debris fields, it has, in our opinion, has affected our traffic as much as 50%.
He says boaters are frustrated.
Because we went through a very wet spring, and they finally thought they had some time and they can do some boating on the bay. And next thing you know, you have the debris coming down from the Conowingo Dam and warnings, so they're afraid to leave the dock.
Sergeant Ken Lehman of the Maryland Natural Resources Police has this advice for boaters.
Our rule of thumb is basically to reduce their speed, keep a good lookout, always wear their life jackets, and be cognizant of the stuff that could be in the water that they don't see.
As to the eventual solution of the problem, that's what Exelon's rep calls the million-dollar question. But as she and the Bay scientists have said, it must be a solution shared with states upstream. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.